First, the NFL required teams to evaluate players who might be concussed before allowing them back into the game, but players were still playing with concussions, so the league added independent spotters who would watch the games from above. That plan wasn't foolproof either, so on Tuesday, NFL owners approved a new rule giving those spotters the authority to contact game officials directly and halt play. Ben Utek played in the NFL from 2003 until 2009. His fifth concussion ended his career. Ben, you now speak on behalf of the American Academy of Neurology, though not on the particular matter of spotters. How's your health post-retirement?
You know, I'm happy to say that, you know, that I don't have a diagnosis. So from that perspective, you know, I'm doing well, and I pray that that day never comes. But I have been vocal about my memory issues. That's been one of the struggles I've faced. As a 33-year-old man who played 6 years in the NFL, it has been somewhat of an eye-opening struggle for me in certain situations.
I'm curious about how you feel about this new rule.
Well, honestly, on paper, it looks very good. I mean, this kind of control, especially revolving around a brain injury that occurs on a field of play, is necessary. So I applaud the NFL for taking a step in the right direction in that regard.
The spotters rule has been referred to as the Julian Edelman rule because Edelman, who plays for the Patriots, was obviously disoriented at one point during the Super Bowl. At least one reporter says he heard a spotter in the press box alert the team that Edelman should be examined, but he never did come out of the game. I wonder if you feel the new rule somehow makes it less likely that that will happen.
Wow. Well, therein is the question of the day, isn't it? You know, what actually happens behind the scene is challenging. As a former player, these are the types of questions that we really need and want answers for. There has to be an accountability program. We need to make sure that if, in fact, the spotters are seeing things that need to be addressed, that the follow-through by the teams is occurring.
Do you think all of this considered NFL players should feel safer when they take the field next season as a result of this rule?
I think that there is a level of safety because of this rule that hasn't been there in the past. And from this rule to the rule regarding leading with the head, you know, I believe that I might have been saved from some concussions because of that rule. So I definitely think that these rules are helpful. At the same time, you cannot have football without concussions. Because of that, what needs to take place is making sure that these organizations, who do a lot of good, but who also make billions of dollars off of players getting injuries, especially concussions, that those players are taken care of.
The last concussion you suffered occurred during training, not during a game. Has the NFL done anything to ensure that players are being evaluated when the cameras aren't rolling?
In my 6 years of playing and my three documented concussions, I never once saw a neurologist. I've often questioned why is a neurologist, the expert of brain diagnosis, never really involved in either sideline or the spotting position.
Of course, you'd also have to make sure that the doctors realized they weren't working for the coach.
Well, and that's the tricky thing, because when I was playing, you know, it was understood that doctors' offices, orthopedic practices, chiropractic practices, these people would be paying money to be associated with the team, right? That's a challenging balance to maintain.
Ben Utek played for the Indianapolis Colts and the Cincinnati Bengals from 2003 to 2009. Ben, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much.